This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is willing to hold unconditional talks with Iran to ease tensions between the two countries, but Iran's foreign minister has said talks are not very likely. Pompeo said Sunday in a news conference the U.S. is ready to engage in a conversation with no preconditions.
We're ready to sit down with them, but the American effort to fundamentally reverse the malign activity of this Islamic Republic, this revolutionary force, is going to continue.
But Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said in an interview on the ABC News network in the U.S. that new talks with Washington are not very likely. He said pressure on Iran won't work and added that what the United States agrees to today may not hold true in future. President Donald Trump said Sunday that America has had enough with Mexico. On Twitter, Trump said Mexico must stop drug dealers, human traffickers, and illegal immigrants from entering the United States, or the U.S. will increase tariffs on Mexico. On Fox News Sunday, White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney said the president is deadly serious about stopping the flow of migrants coming through the United States' southern neighbor.
American taxpayers are paying hundreds of billions of dollars for illegal immigrants. They're paying hundreds of billions of dollars for the drugs that come across the southern border. So there is already a cost associated with this that we are trying to get off of the backs of ordinary Americans.
President Trump threatens to impose a 5% tariff on Mexican exports sent to the United States unless it blocks the migrants short of the U.S. border. And the U.S. State Department will now require almost all applicants for U.S. visas to submit social media information, email and telephone information. This is VOA News. Acting Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan is on a trip to Asia. He's already made it clear that China is his number one concern. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more from Singapore.
Speaking to an audience at the annual Shangri-La Defense Forum, Shanahan said the U.S. would not ignore Chinese behavior, which he says has threatened prosperity in the region. And China has continued to project more military power beyond its borders, most notably by constructing artificial islands in the South China Sea and placing heavy weapons on them to support territorial claims not recognized under international law.
They argue that it's defensive. It looks like it's a bit overkill.
Recently, the U.S. has pushed for more international patrols in the South China Sea, including one last month with Japan, India, and the Philippines. Carla Babb, VOA News, Singapore.
U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan Reconciliation Zalmay Khalilzad visited Pakistan Sunday at the beginning of his 16-day multi-nation trip that will also take him to Qatar for another round of peace negotiations with the Taliban. Officials said Khalilzad held delegation-level talks at the foreign ministry before meeting with other senior Pakistani civilian and military leaders during his day-long stay in Islamabad. The Pakistani government takes credit for arranging the U.S.-Taliban peace dialogue by using its contacts with the Afghan insurgent group. Foreign Ministry spokesman Mohammad Faisal said that in the talks with Khalilzad's team, its delegation reiterated Pakistan's commitment for Afghan peace. Afghan-born chief American negotiator Khalilzad has held six rounds of direct talks with Taliban envoys in the Qatari capital of Doha since the process began last fall. It's a bid to bring an end to what has been now become the longest U.S. overseas military intervention. A cruise ship lost control as it docked in Venice on Sunday, crashing into the wharf and hitting a tourist boat after suffering an engine failure. Tourists on land could be seen running away as the 13-deck MSC Opera scraped along the dockside before knocking into a tourist boat. Four people were slightly injured in the accident at San Basilio Zattari in Venice's Giudecca Canal. The four who were taken to hospital for checkups were on board the River Countess tourist boat. And U.S. antitrust regulators have divided oversight of Amazon and Google, putting Amazon under the watch of the Federal Trade Commission and Google under the Justice Department. That comes from the Washington Post newspaper on Saturday. I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.